Heavenly Father, we are so thankful for this day and for this privilege you have given us to be able to listen to the gospel this evening. Lord, thank you for this medium of having this call where we're able to reach thousands across this nation, even across the world. Lord, we are thankful for those who are listening tonight who may be in different countries who speak different languages. We are thankful for this medium and those preachers who have helped us to spread this medium of the message of the truth of your son, Jesus. Thank you for Brother Samuel Ramirez, who, as I speak at this moment, that he is translating your gospel, this call tonight, through Facebook and live stream live. So pray that someone listening tonight will understand and what is required of them to be saved. We pray for Brother Tommy Brooks, who will be standing bold in just a few moments, speaking on the subject about the last Adam, your son, Jesus. Pray, Lord, that you give Brother Brooks a ready recollection of those things he has studied. Pray, Lord, he preached the truth about your son, the blood he shed at Calvary, and the church he purchased with that blood. Heavenly Father, we ask this prayer in your son's Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Good evening. We'd like to welcome everyone to the Nationwide Gospel Meeting Call. This is Brother Anthony Flunder with the Church of Christ at Manhattan Heights in Lubbock, Texas, saying welcome to this nationwide gospel evangelistic effort. We are so glad you have joined us for our November gospel meeting, where our theme is, Thus It Is Written. These topics are carefully selected to make sure we are able to reach those who are lost in their sins. These calls have the ability to save you, to encourage you, to edify you, and restore you. And so tonight, Brother Tommy Brooks, who is the host minister of this call and also the gospel preacher at the Church of Christ in Houston, Texas, is our speaker. Tonight, Brother Brooks' topic is, Thus It Is Written, the second Adam or the last Adam. Brother Brooks, can you tell us about the last Adam this evening?
Yes, sir. I want to thank everyone tonight for being on the call. We certainly are very appreciative to have all those who are not members of the Church of Christ. I'm Brother Tommy Brooks, and the host minister, minister of the Church of Christ in Hollow Heights. And we're so grateful on behalf of our family that here in Houston that you have joined our call nationwide. All of you who have been with us since the start of our gospel meeting, and certainly the visitors who are on the call tonight, been invited by other members of the Church of Christ to hear this message tonight. We pray now that you will receive God's word with meekness. Pray now that you would open your Bible and understand that in the churches of Christ, we believe that the Bible is right and every word of the Bible is right. Because you're not a member of the Church of Christ, you're the VIP, the very important person on the call. And we want you to be saved. We believe that Jesus did die on that cross, not because we saw him die on that cross with our own eyes. Our faith have come by hearing and hearing by the word of God. We believe he was on that cross because of this book called the Bible. We believe that he took him down and buried him in a borrowed tomb, and he resurrected on the third day, not because we ever saw that, but because we read about it. Therefore, everything in this book we believe, because we believe so much that Jesus did just that. Tonight, I want to talk about this important subject. I think many need to understand this second Adam, this second man. The Bible talks about it in 1 Corinthians. I'll start there. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. And the verse is number 21, for since by man came death, by man also came the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam, key word tonight, Adam, as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. And the Bible talks about in verse number 45, I'm coming back to 1 Corinthians, but this is the launch scripture. 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 45, so it is written, the first man, Adam, was made a living soul. Pay attention to that now. He was made a living soul. And the last man, the last Adam, was a quickening spirit. Howbeit that was not first, which is spiritual, key word, but that which is natural, also key word, and afterward that which is spiritual. The first man is of the earth, important to note, and the second man identifies him as the Lord from heaven. Now let's go back to Genesis. Everybody's familiar with Adam and Eve story, I'm sure. So let me highlight the points that I want to make. Now, really, I'm trying to just narrow this down to understanding two things that you should get from this. I'm going to give it to you up front, and that we're all born of a woman, physical. We have a physical, but there is necessary to go from the physical to the spiritual in order to be a child of God and in order to worship God. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him how? In spirit and in truth. There's something there that we need to understand. Now, so if you're on the call tonight, you're in the physical because you're born of your mother, but you have to be spiritual to be a child of God. That's what I'm trying to get you to do is to obey the gospel so you can be spiritual. Now, in Genesis chapter 1 and verse number 26, God created Adam and Eve. Now, notice, in his image. Now, God is a spirit. He never was a human being like us. So he's spirit. And God said in Genesis 1, 26, God said, let us, talking about the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we call that the Godhead in the Bible, make man in our image, for after our likeness, which is purely spiritual, nothing physical about God, nothing physical about the Holy Spirit, and Jesus as the Son of God. He was God. After our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God, verse 27, notice this, God created man in, this is a creation, not a birth. God created man, talking about Adam, in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them, Adam and Eve. Now, in chapter 2 and verse 7, I'm not going to go through a whole chapter 1, 2, and 3, but you kind of know the story here. But I want to point out this emphasis here is that what God did with Adam, he was a creation. He didn't come from a mother's womb. And the Lord God formed man, talking about Adam, of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils, Adam, the breath of life. And man, Adam, became, notice what he became, a living soul. So at this point, Adam is a soul. Then we drop down to Genesis 2:21, and the Lord caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof. Now, Adam, he took a rib. Now, in Genesis 2:22, he says, and the rib which the Lord had taken from man made he woman. Now, he's still dealing with Adam as a spiritual being. Not physical. And it brought her unto the man. And Adam said, this now is bones of my bone and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of man. Therefore shall a man leave his father and mother, shall cleave unto his wife, they shall be one flesh. And they were both naked. And the man and his wife were not ashamed. Now, notice the two God made in his image were Adam, still spiritual creations. This is the book of Adam. Let's go to Genesis 5. In Genesis 5, 1, the Bible says, this is the book of generation of Adam. In the day that God created man, in the likeness of God made he him, Adam and Eve. And male and female created he them, blessed them, and called their name Adam. They became what? And in the day when they were created. Notice, in verse 3, pay attention now. Now, notice, Adam's son, Seth, is in his own image. What does that mean? So when Adam fell in the garden, and we go to Genesis 3, we could go there and find that out. They recognized they were naked. They noticed there was a physical appearance. Now, but when Adam and Eve come together as man and woman, they have a son. And began a son in his own likeness after his image. This can be said about all of the children of Adam and Eve, they were in their image and called his name Seth. So Seth is now in the image of Adam, which is physical. Now, here's my point, is that in Romans chapter 5, let's go over there back to the New Testament now. In Romans chapter 5, the Bible says there in Romans 5 and verse 12, wherefore as by one man, talking about Adam, sin entered into the world. Now, sin is our problem in the physical in our physical body. We have the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes. That's physical. And so we're going to all be in trouble because we are sinners. All have sinned. And notice when it all started. For by one man, sin entered into the world. That's talking about Adam in the garden. And death by sin. And so death passed up on all men. So therefore, it's appointed unto man once to die. We're going to one time die this system. Somebody said, well, I died and I came back. No. You didn't come back. There's no dying and coming back. Once a person is dead, they're dead. This is why this gospel meeting we're doing is very important to our visitors who are listening. We know with the COVID-19, death is all over TV. God is reminding the world that death is coming to all of us. Not that we need to be reminded. Maybe we do need to be reminded, but we knew that. Just go by the graveyard. Look at they're dying. People are dying. Just look at your family portrait. Look at your family portrait and ask yourself, who's next in that family portrait? How many people in your family portrait have already died? So death comes upon us. The physical death will come upon us as a result of what happened in the garden. Also, there's a spiritual death that takes place, and that is the sin death, the death of sin. But the Bible says the wages of sin is death. Now, that's spiritual death. Spiritual death is when you, a man, is separated from God. Isaiah 59:1-2 says, behold, the Lord's hand not shortened that he cannot say. Neither is your hand that he cannot hear. But your iniquities have separated you from God, and your sins, watch this, have hid his face from you that he will not hear. So what separates us from God? Sin. So the physical man, those of us who were born of a woman, we're of a few days and full of trouble. Y'all know that, right? We came from our mother's womb. We weren't created from the dirt. We're born of a woman. So it took a daddy and a mama to have us. And so now we are in this physical, and we got to do something about it. We got to go into the spiritual in order to become children of God, in order to call ourselves saved. The saved people are the children of God who are in the spiritual image of God, and that happens. I'm going to show you that when that happens. Now, death is passed upon all. Now, and Paul went on to say in Romans 5:13, he said, until the law, sin was in the world. But sin is not imputed when there is no law. Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over them that had not sinned against the, after the similitude of Adam's transgression, who is the figure, there's something else coming, a figure of him that was to come. And verse 15 said, but not of the as of the offense, so also is the figure. For through the offense of many, of one, many be dead, the offense of one, Adam, There's a much more. Well, God has provided much more in this figure coming. Much more the grace of God and the gift by grace. Now, just trying to give it to you up front. Gift, we say the gift of God. That's the gift of eternal life. It's talking about salvation. Holy Spirit is not the gift. The gift is salvation. Romans, Bible says the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. When we obey the Spirit of God, then that man can have eternal life. Now, this came which is by one man. Jesus Christ hath abounded unto men. And then he says, now, in verse number 19, for the sake of time, drop down to verse 19, for by one man's disobedience, talking about Adam, many were made sinners. So by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous. The Bible says, though in Hebrews 5:8, though he was a son, talking about Jesus, yet he learned obedience by the things which he suffered, being made perfect. He became eternal salvation to all men, them that obey him. He was obedient to his Father. And for us to be spiritual, we must be obedient to him, to Jesus. Now, he said, more of the law entered that the offense might abound, but where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. Verse number 21, that as sin has reigned unto death, even so might grace reign through righteousness unto eternal life. Keep talking about, I'm talking about salvation tonight, by Jesus Christ our Lord. Now, the physical death came upon all men after Adam's sin in the garden. And now we go to 1 Corinthians 15, where I want to spend my time this evening. For since, verse 21, For since by man came death, by man came also the resurrection of the dead. So Paul is really talking about the resurrection in this text. In 1 Corinthians 15:23, he says, as in Adam all die, that's we all gonna die. Going all the way back to the garden. And do you know you're gonna die tonight? We can't stick our head in the sand and act like we're gonna die. Now here's the thing. The reason we're doing this gospel meeting, trying to teach people this, it's really simple, really simple. If you die in your sin, Jesus said, you can't come to him. If we die in our sin, we can't go to heaven. So we got to get that part first. We're going to die the physical death, but you don't want to die the second death, which is spiritual. Even so in Christ, like in Adam, all die physical, but even so in Christ, all shall be made alive. So in Romans 5, verse 12, he says, wherefore as by one man sent into the world, we got that now, death by sin, we got that. So death passed upon all men, for all have sinned. That's all of us. For unto the law, sin was in the world, but sin is not imputed when there is no law. Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even after that, and not sin after sin into Adam's transgression, who is the figure, now we're back to that, of him that was to come. Now, just like because of Adam, all men die, only in Christ can all men be made alive. See, there will be a resurrection of all the dead, the just and the undead. And Paul was in this text talking about everything was different. It's going to be different. The body is going to be different. It's incorruptible. We're not going to, there's no flesh and blood going to be in heaven. There's going to be a change. In verse number 42 of 1 Corinthians 15, Paul says, "For so also is the resurrection of dead, it is sown in corruption and raised in incorruption." There's a resurrection. So once we die, there's a resurrection, but it's not going to ever end. It's not going to be like the body that decays. It's going to live on and on. It is sown in dishonor and raised in glory. It's sown in weakness. It is raised in power. Now, verse 44. It is sown a natural body. The natural. We're all in the natural life right now. Raised a spiritual body. There is a natural body, and there is a spiritual body. So why? Let's ask Paul, why do you say this, Paul? Verse 45. And so it is written. Now we're where I want to be. The first man, Adam, was made, not born, made a living soul. The last man, last Adam, was made a quickening spirit. And we know it came through the Virgin Mary, but that wasn't a normal birth. You know that, right? That's a miracle right there. You know? And that wasn't, she didn't lay with her husband to get Jesus. So what did Paul talk about? This first man, Adam, is different from the last man, Adam. Howbeit that, verse 23, howbeit that was not first, which is spiritual, but that which is natural. And after that, which is spiritual. Afterward, that which is spiritual. And he says, the first man, and he's talking about Adam, that was in the garden, is of the earth, made from the dust of the ground. The second man, who is he? The second one I'm talking about tonight is the Lord from heaven. So, this second man, it's Jesus. It's Jesus, the second Adam. But this Adam came to bring us back into the spiritual image of God, which the first Adam took us out of when he sinned. And now we are separated from God, and we must be brought back to God. So the second Adam comes to bring us back into the image of God. Now here's what I mean by that. Spiritually, there's a spiritual world we're living in. And to get to heaven, you must be spiritual. We must be spiritual. So the second man has already been resurrected and got up with all power in his hand. And one day, this second man, is coming back. Listen to Paul in 1 Corinthians 15:48. He says, as is the earthy, such are they also that are earthy. And as is the heavenly, such are they also that are heavenly. As we have borne the image of the earth, when we came from our mom and dad, so also bear the image of the heavenly. Now, this I say, brother, and he's going to show us what he's talking about here, is that flesh and blood cannot enter in, cannot inherit the kingdom of God. Neither does corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I show you a mystery. We should all sleep and be dead. We should all be chained in a spiritual image. In a moment of the twinkling of the eye at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, no longer physical. We shall be chained, but this corruptible must put on incorruptible, the corruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible, talking about the body, shall put on incorruption, this mortal shall put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is, here it is, death is swallowed up in victory. Here come good news now. Oh, death, where is that sting? Oh, grave, where is your victory? The sting of death is sin. Don't die in your sin. That's a sting. The sting of death is sin. And the strength of the law, the strength of sin is law. Oh, yes, the sting of death is sin because the wages of sin is death. And death gets its power when we die in sin. So what we're trying to get people to do through this call is to understand you got to be spiritual. You got to obey God or you're going to die in your sin. And death has a victory there. The grave has a victory. The strength of sin is the law because when we read the Bible, that's the law of God. If there was no law, there would be no sin because sin is the transgression of law. Therefore, you got to know what the law say to know how to keep from dying in your sins. And Paul said, but thanks be to God which given. No, here comes the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brother, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. As you know, your labor is not in vain. We have victory over death because of this second man, the second Adam, Jesus the Christ. In Romans chapter 8, the Bible says in Romans chapter 8 and verse 12, therefore, brother, we are debtors not to the flesh, to live after the flesh. For if we live after the flesh, you shall die. But if you through the Spirit you mortify the deeds of the body, what do you mean by through the Spirit? I mean, you got to. The Spirit gave us the Bible as we read it. And everyone who's spiritual will obey the Spirit of God. When you obey the Word of God, you obey the Spirit of God. All of us have a choice. We can live out the flesh or we can live out the Spirit. We can be led of the flesh or we can be led of the Spirit. Living out the flesh will bring you spiritual death. You will die in your sin. You will lose your soul, my friends. Living after the Spirit can bring spiritual life, and you can be saved. Notice in verse 14, Romans 8, as I hasten to a close, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, there it is. Now, when you read the Bible, you do what it says, you're led by the Spirit of God. They are the sons of God. If you have not received the Spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the Spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. If one have not received the Spirit of bondage, it says, if you have not received the Spirit of abundance again to fear. Now here's it. He says, we are free from sin and death. Here's the peace of mind you can have if you just obey the gospel by getting baptized, by becoming a member of the church, by taking the Lord's Supper every Sunday like you're supposed to do. All these things that's being led by the Spirit. Being in the church that you can read about in the Bible. Being baptized like God said in the Bible. Taking the Lord's Supper every Sunday. Being in the church that wears Christ's name. These are all things that the Spirit gave us the information. And that's what we're pushing in the Church of Christ. Look here, we are preaching what the Spirit gave us. Jesus told his apostles that the Spirit of truth would guide them into all, the Spirit would guide them in all truth. So Paul is helping us, saying you should not fear death if you have obeyed the gospel, if you have received the Spirit of adoption, whereby you can cry, Abba, Father. The spirit of bondage is being enslaved by sin and fear dying in your sins. How many of you on the call tonight fear dying in your sins? Because sin, that is something you should fear, dying in your sin, but you don't have to if you obey the gospel. This is those who have not been born of the water and of the Spirit. You're still in the bondage by sin. So that's what you got to be free from. And baptism is where it all happens. Here's how I know. As I close, in John chapter 3, Nicodemus, Jesus had Nicodemus, this lesson between the spiritual and the physical. Physical and spiritual. In John chapter 3, Jesus went to him. There was a man, in verse 1, there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus. Here he goes. A ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said to him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher from God. For no man can do these miracles that does except God be with him. Jesus answered and said to him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again. Now, first birth was from mama. My first birth was from my mother and my daddy. They came together and I came out. We all understand that. He said, except a man be born again. Again, that means there's another birth required. He cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said, how can a man be born when he's old? Can he enter the second time in his mother's womb? So he's thinking he's talking about two physical births here. But Jesus comes back and says, I'm not talking about your mama, Nicodemus. That's not what he's talking about here. And Jesus answered, verily, I say unto thee, except the man be born, here you go, of the water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. This birth takes place in water. That which is born of flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not. Don't be shocked at what I'm telling you. You must be born again. When a person is born of the water and the Spirit, it's when they are baptized. They're baptized. That baptism is the second, that born again, that other birth you have. That's the spiritual birth. So you have the physical birth, and you got the spiritual birth. Paul said in Romans 8:15, you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption whereby we cry, Abba, Father. Verse 16, watch this. The Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. When you obey God, your spirit will bear witness to the Spirit of God. Now, for by one, 1 Corinthians 12:13, for by one spirit are we all baptized into one body. That one spirit is the spirit that gave us the word of God, which is the Bible. For by one spirit are we all baptized into one body or one church. So when you're baptized, that's being born again. And in baptism is where your sins are washed away. It's in baptism where you contact the blood of Jesus, Revelation 1 and verse 5. And the blood of Jesus by faith washes away your sins. We read that in Revelation 1 and verse 5. Go read it. That blood will wash away your sins. And so Jesus, the second Adam, got up to bring us back into the image of God. And the way he gave us to bring us into that spiritual image is that you must obey the Spirit of God. And when you obey the Spirit of God, you become a child of God. That's what Peter in Acts chapter 2 and verse 38, that he had preached to those people who actually killed Jesus, that second Adam, they killed him. They killed the Prince of Life. They hung him on the cross. And there he hung for 6 hours. Now, when he hung him on the cross, Peter preached to those folks, told them they did it. And the people were pricked in their heart and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, what shall we do? Peter said, repent and be baptized, every one of you. There it is. That's the Spirit gave Peter that to utter. Spirit gave him utterance. And he was speaking. The Spirit led him to speak. These men were guided by the Holy Spirit. And so he told them, here's what you do, is that you must be baptized for the remission of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. What is the gift of you? Eternal life, salvation. You cannot be saved if you die your physical death and you have not had that birth, that second birth while you were living. What I'm saying, let me just break it right down to you. My friends on the call, you got to be baptized to be a child of God. That's the second birth requirement. And when you're baptized, that's when you're a child of God, not until. Somebody said, well, Brother Brooke, I accepted Jesus my personal Savior. Nobody, the Spirit never guided anybody in this book called the Bible to accept Jesus as a personal Savior. No one I prayed the sinner's prayer. No one said, Lord, I'm a sinner coming to my heart. I accept it as my personal faith. Nobody did that. The people who obey the Spirit in the Bible to become spiritual, their spirit bear witness with the Spirit of God, and that means they agree with what the Spirit is teaching. So if you agree with the Scripture, you're agreeing with the Spirit. If you don't agree with the Scripture, you're not going to agree with the if you don't agree with the Scriptures, you're not agreeing with the Spirit of God. Now, so here it is. I want it to be very simple. Really, what we're teaching you is there was the first Adam in the garden that he separated us from God. Second Adam came to bring us back to God. That's Jesus. How did he bring us back? By coming to this world. He came, he lived about 33 years. He cried in the garden against sin. He asked God the Father, let this cup pass 3 times. And God didn't do it. But Jesus obeyed him. He said, not my will, but your will be done. And Jesus left that garden. He was kissed by Judas. They arrested him, sent him to 6 trials in life. Y'all listen carefully now. Talking about the second man, Adam. They took Adam. They took that second man. They took him, y'all. And they took him to 6 trials at night. And he stood before Pilate. And Pilate told them, people, I find no fault with this man. And when Pilate said that, the people said, crucify him, crucify him. And my friends, when he said that, that means kill him. And what Peter told him in Acts 2, he said, y'all kill the Prince of Life. And so here he is, that meant kill him. And so Pilate didn't want to kill him, so what Pilate did, he scourged him. Americans don't know nothing about scourging. But scourging is when they tie a man to a pole and whip him with a whip with these bones and other fragments in it. And when it wraps around his body, it digs in, and they take it, they release it, it leaves stripes. That's why the Bible says by his stripes are healed, because from those stripes came the blood of Jesus. Now, when you know that, you know this is written. This is our thing. It's written that they scourged him. It's written that they beat him. It's written that they slapped him. It's written that they put the tree on his back. It's written that they led it, that he was led to Calvary. He couldn't make it. There was a man there by the name of Simon of Cyrene. Him they compelled to carry the cross. So whenever somebody had it, he was so beaten so bad he didn't help him. When he got into to Calvary, there the soldiers then would nail him to a tree, nail him to a cross. I'm talking about the second Adam, the one that came to bring us back to what the first Adam did. He took us outside of God. He took us away. He brought physical death upon us. But then the second Adam comes, and they hang him on the cross. He stayed on the cross 6 hours. He cried to his father, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani, my God, why have thou forsaken me? It was the first time he ever been separated from his father because he became sin for us. Remember, sin separated us from God, and Jesus was separated by sin when he became sin for us on the cross. The second Adam hung there for me and you, for my mom and your mama, for my children and your children, for my wife and your wife, and everybody on this call needs to understand that it's a simple process to be born again, because Jesus, the second Adam, came. They took him down off that cross after piercing him inside. Out came blood and water. It came out blood that will wash away your sin. The water came out of two. If somebody say water not essential, well, that's like saying Jesus wasn't essential then, because water came out inside. Blood and water, John 19:34. Water came out. Blood came out. They took him down and buried him in a borrowed tomb, and he resurrected with all power. And he said, go into all the world and preach the gospel, which I'm preaching tonight, the story of a loving father, the son who died on the cross, the second Adam who came to bring us back into the image of God. And therefore, that Adam, that second one, got up with all power. At Matthew 28:18, he said, all power has been given unto me in heaven and earth. Go teach all nations. Notice what he said, baptizing them. Why? That's a second birth required to bring us into a spiritual relationship with God. Can it happen until you do that? Mark 16:15, 16 commanded his apostles and disciples go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth in his baptism shall be saved. So what is the summation of this story? Well, I just talked about the first Adam, which most of you probably knew about. But the second Adam was the one who brought us eternal life. It's quickened in spirit. You don't have to have spiritual death. My friends, if you're on the call now, you're not a child of God. Understand this. You will not be able to say on the day of judgment that you didn't know because you heard me tonight. Some things you got to know. You know you got to be baptized. First of all, you should know this first. If you believe the Bible, then you have no problem with anything I'm telling you. But if you don't believe the Bible, then you're not going to make it to heaven anyway, because without faith it's impossible, please God. You've got to believe the Bible. Right. So if you believe the Bible, right, number one, you believe Jesus came and died on that cross, suffered for us, shed his blood. You believe that with all of your heart, without ever seeing him with your own eyes. You believe because you read it. Number two, once you believe, you hear it, you believe it, you'll repent of your sin. You'll just say, I got to change my life tonight. And you can do that tonight. And then after that, you got to confess that you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Like the man did in Acts 8:37, he said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And then after that, step five, you got to be baptized. Why? You got to be born again. Then you came, you had your first birth from your mom, but you got to come out of the water of grave and baptism. Just like you broke water when you came to live into this world, you got to break the water of grave and baptism to live as a child of God. That's when you're spiritual. That's when you're spiritual. Did I say that's when you're spiritual? And when you're spiritual, then you act to the spiritual body, which is the church of Christ. And in that spiritual body, you will sing, like we do on Sunday morning. You will pray. You will give. Take election, and you would take the Lord's Supper, and then you would believe just like I do in one God, one faith, and one church, which is the Church of Christ. Where are the saved people at? In the Church of Christ. Now, I told you, you can't get on there and say, I didn't know there was one church, because I told you, you go read Ephesians 4:4. The saved in that one church. What's the name of that church? Church of Christ. How you know, Brother Brooks? Because it's in the same book that tells us about Jesus. And so if I believe that, I believe the Church of Christ. Yeah. Since you know all of this now, you know all of this. But you also know without me ever telling you that you were going to die. But now I told you what to do to fix it. Don't die in your sin. Jesus said, you die in your sin, who I am. You cannot come. Now, I've spoke the truth in love tonight. Because there was a time when I didn't know these simple truths. Most people don't know. I grew up in the Baptist church. Good people, all Baptist people, wonderful people. Not the people, but the teacher was known. And if you want tonight, you have been taught. These simple tools I taught tonight, you know, different from me. You got to get out of it. You got to come out of it. We don't say that to be mean, but I'm saying it because somebody need to tell you. And somebody told me, and I tell my family, everybody in my family, this is what I've been teaching for 30-something years. I had a little brother who got killed. He never heard this truth, but you heard it tonight. You heard it. You heard it. And you heard it from Tommy Brooks. And it's on your record. You can't say you didn't know. Yeah, I told you. So at this time, I'm going to turn the call back over to Brother Flunny. He'll tell you how to get in touch with us. Again, if you have any questions for me, make sure you get those to me. But the simple truth is you got to be born again. And thank God for the second half. Brother Flunny.
Thank you, Brother Brooks. We appreciate that lesson tonight. We appreciate that important topic, thus it is written, about the last Adam. We are so glad that you have joined us this evening for this call. If you've heard something tonight that has pricked your heart in such a way where you would like to be baptized, please get back in touch with the person who put you on the call, or you can contact me at area code 806-787-2564, and we will do our very best to connect you to a congregation who will fulfill that request, make sure you understand these tenets that Brother Brooks has proclaimed, so that you can baptize this gospel the same day in the same hour of the night. We are so thankful for this message on this evening. To make sure that everything we do and say is according to Scripture, we always encourage everyone that if you've heard something tonight and you may have missed something, this call is going to be posted later this evening or tomorrow morning. Go back and listen to this call again. And you can email us at nationwidegospelcall@yahoo.com. And if you have a Bible question, we promise we will give you a Bible answer. If you email us, we promise we will respond back to you. We also look forward to you joining us again for tomorrow night, where we continue this theme for October, Thus It Is Written. On tomorrow evening, our speaker is in the person of Brother Jared Skaggs. Brother Skaggs is from Claxton, Georgia, and his topic is about the identity of the Church of Christ. If there is any shadow of a doubt that you have tonight, we are preaching Jesus and we are preaching his church, the Church of Christ. And that's what Brother Tommy Brooks did this evening. So come join us for tomorrow night to hear Brother Jared Skaggs, who is the son of Brother Johnny Skaggs. And once again, Brother Skaggs' topic tomorrow night will be about the identity of the Church of Christ. At this time, please pray with me. Heavenly Father, we're so thankful for this call this evening. We're thankful, Lord, for your manservant who proclaimed unto us the truth about your son Jesus and proved to us by scripture that your son Jesus is the last Adam. We are so thankful for that quickening spirit. We are so thankful for Jesus, for his love he showed for us on the cross by giving his body, giving his life's blood for us, Lord, so that we may have an opportunity to be saved before it is eternally and lasting too late. We are thankful for the Church of Christ, the only church that we read about in the Bible, the church that he purchased with his own blood, the church where you add and are still adding individuals to daily, such as should be saved. Heavenly Father, we ask you to continue to bless this ministry. Bless Brother Brooks and the Highland Heights congregation. Pray, Lord, this call can continue to grow as we bring others to listen to these basic salvation messages and hear the necessity of why it is important for them to obey the gospel of your Son. Heavenly Father, we ask that you be with us until we meet again. In your Son's Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you for calling the Nationwide Gospel Call, and to God be the glory. Have a good night.